If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
To Fayette County, Pennsylvania, with Selena Zito, who writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Washington Examiner. Fayette County, Pennsylvania, is illustrative of a challenge that every national government and every state government has for many years. The simple version is poverty, but there's much more to the story, because we're going to travel from western Pennsylvania, Fayette County, to eastern Pennsylvania, where I grew up, and Philadelphia County. But we begin in Fayette. Selena, a very good evening to you. Thank you for this. Fayette County is depopulating. Why, and what does it mean to the people who live there? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Thanks so much for having me on. I thought, as a reporter, as I travel across the, not just across the country, but also across our home state of Pennsylvania, that there were a lot of similarities between areas that people don't associate together. And the ones that stood out to me the most were Fayette County, as you point out, rural, beautiful, in the middle of Appalachia, and Philadelphia County, which is completely opposite. It's highly populated. It's urban. And it's almost all completely city. And in Fayette County, we have very similar problems going on for the people. Depopulation is one of them. Both Fayette and Philadelphia have lost almost the exact same amount of population percentage-wise since 1950. And what that does is it destabilizes the sense of community. But it also impacts the services that people use, such as water. And that's the focus of this first week. Unlike roads, where if you don't use a road a lot, it stays in pretty good condition. When you don't use water treatment facilities a lot, they start to corrode and bad things start to get into the pipes. And that's what is a problem that is happening in both Fayette County and in Philadelphia.
You spoke to Seth Siegel, the author of Troubled Water, which is the story of the water crisis across the country. He identifies one major crisis, which is that we haven't paid attention to how many water grids there are out there.
Yes.
And how many can go bad. Now, we have the gigantic story of Flint, Michigan, and
right.
The bad pipes and the water and how it wasn't addressed. Is something similar in Fayette County and Philadelphia County?
Yes, absolutely. He said, you know, Flint was used as sort of this political hot potato, and it became the rallying cry heading into 2016, in particular among Democrat primary candidates. Who was going to do the most for Flint? Because Flint had lead in its water. Well, as Seth points out, there are thousands of Flints all over the country. We just don't pay attention because it doesn't have value in the news because it's not a political hot potato anymore. But the overarching concern in both Fayette and in Philadelphia is, even though they're very different geographically and even though they're made up of very different populations, Fayette is very rural, very white. Philadelphia is very urban and very Black. The most vulnerable people are in those counties because there's a large population that is in poverty, and they don't really have anyone advocating for them to make sure that their water is healthy, is clean. And you know, we don't just drink water. We bathe, we shower. It gets into our pores. There's not a thing we don't do during the day that doesn't involve some percentage of water. And as you pointed out, I found this astounding. There are over 50,000 water treatment authorities in this country. 50,000. There should be, according to Siegel, who is one of the smartest guys you'd ever meet about water and understanding it. He said there should be like 200 or 300 in Fayette County alone, which only has a population of 125,000. There's 23 different water authorities with very little oversight.
The oversight is critical. The additional problem is anybody paying attention to this? But Selena Zito writing, I mean, this Selena, I read a lot. It's the first time I've seen the fact that we have so many water authorities, so many grids, and that many of them are left disused for years or minimal use. And that's where the trouble sets in, the rust and the poisoning. Now, who's addressing this? Is it in any of those big bills that come out of Washington?
No, it's not. Water treatment, very much like bridges. I'm sure everyone saw the bridge go down in my hometown of Pittsburgh last week, and everyone tried to make a political football out of it. Joe Biden said he's going to fix them and all of them in the city. Well, you know, that bridge wasn't even on the infrastructure. It was not on the list of bridges to be fixed. And our esteemed governor, Tom Wolf, blamed Republicans for not signing the Build Back Better. Well, it wasn't in that either. You know, this is a very local issue. Look, bridges and roads are not sexy for politicians. Why? Because when you fix a bridge and you fix a road, that means you shut down other roads. That means you can't have access to get to your favorite park or your favorite grocery store or to get to grandma's house. So they become an annoyance. So there's band-aids put on them rather than inconvenience. And there's also political interest. So what is in, you have to look at the political leadership in Pittsburgh. What were they most interested in for infrastructure? It was climate change. There was investment in bike lanes. There was investment in taking all the, there's $16 million spent in taking streetlights out to make and put in ones that are dimmer for climate change. That $16 million would have fixed that bridge. So, you know, these are the problems with our infrastructure. Our politicians want to focus on the wrong things. They need to focus on the unsexy things like water treatment, sewer treatment, bridges and roads.
Selena, I want to touch on the bridge because we corresponded about it when it happened. Is that one of the bypasses of that neighborhood that was lost forever when they built easier access to downtown Pittsburgh? We talked about this, a couple years ago.
That was a bridge that served an upper middle class neighborhood, not that far from Squirrel Hill. The area is called the East End of Pittsburgh, and it's a great bridge for people going to the University of Pittsburgh, going to the neighborhood, going to the local schools, accessing the trails. You know, it was my sister used that bridge every day to take her son to and from school, to a charter school. Like I said, we have 400 and some bridges in Pittsburgh. And mainly because our terrain is hills and rivers and creeks. And there are hundreds of bridges that are in the city that are rated poor on a number of reasons, not all the reasons, but are rated poor that just don't get the attention that they need.
To Philadelphia County. I grew up in Montgomery County, which is abutting. It's part of the collar counties around Philadelphia that we spend so much time talking about at election. We will again this year because it's Keystone State time. However, my memory of Philadelphia County, often went in there when I was 11 and went in on the main line, the Paley Local. You know this, Selena. It was a big deal to ride into Philadelphia. And at the edge, City Line is a major thoroughfare for doing business in and out of Philadelphia. What is also true is that Philadelphia has been dominated by one party as long as I've been alive. And that party is now the governor of the state, and it has a great deal of influence in the collar counties. Does that fact help the people of Philadelphia County? When I was a young person going to and from college, the train stopped, the Amtrak stopped at North Philadelphia, no longer. It's as if a whole part of Philadelphia County is being abandoned. Is that what you find? We start with water, but it would extend to other services as well.
Yes, absolutely. So in the second part of the series runs this week, and it's on the opioid crisis. And, you know, that is something that conversation is something that's taken a back burner to the pandemic. But it has exploded even to larger percentages outside of white Appalachia, where that's where the story has been told. However, the county of Philadelphia has become one of the top counties in the country for overdose deaths. And the amount of overdose deaths between 2010 and 2020 has increased by in the 80 percentile area. So, you know, we are ignoring the root cause. And I went to Philadelphia and I talked to people there, and I also talked to people in Fayette County, and they all agree the root cause is the stigma that is attached to mental illness. Poor mental health is a large driver of the opioid crisis. People self-medicate. They don't feel right. Things are wrong in their head, whatever they may be. And rather than go to a doctor and address it, or not having the means to go to a doctor to address it, they become addicted to opioid-laced drugs, and the downhill begins. And it doesn't matter what income bracket you come from, what type of education you have achieved or not achieved in your life, and whether you live in urban Philly or rural Fayette, this is killing our people, and it's killing the most vulnerable people in our state and in our country.
Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and the Washington Examiner, she writes the Middle of Somewhere column. We're headed way far away. We're going to Montana to hunt. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.